When you think about the Warrnambool May Racing Carnival, you think about the man who stars in the media, and his name is Matty Stewart, the real Matty Stewart. And he's been pretty vocal about the change of the week there with the Warrnambool May Carnival by moving the Warrnambool Cup to the Wednesday from the Thursday, and then moving the Gullywood Hurdle from the Wednesday to the Thursday. So you'd basically have a Premier Flat Day with the Wongoon and the Warrnambool Cup on the Wednesday, and then a Premier Hurdle Day with the Grand Annual and at the Gullywood on the Thursday. Matty Stewart, I think he's at the Gold Coast at the moment. He just finished his swim, joins us now. Good morning, Matty.
G'day, Gareth. How are you, mate?
Good, thank you, mate.
Geez, I don't know whether I've been vocal, but I was going through some of the comments last night, and I'm really positive and upbeat about the possibility of a change. And you know, look, and I've just heard Daff, and Daff's an absolute legend and a great Warrnambooian, that is for sure. And yeah, you know, tradition. Obviously, it's hard to move away from tradition, but I just think it's worth looking at and discussing and the pros and cons. And you know, a couple of years ago, we had the COVID carnival when there was only a couple of days, and one was a feature jumps day, and the next was a feature flat day. And to be honest, the feature jumps day, I reckon, had a lot more excitement, a lot more buzz about it without crowds and stuff like that than probably the next day. It fell a little bit flat. So I think it can work, boys. And I think it's certainly worth thinking about.
What's the pros, Matty? So put your pro hat on. Is it just to create the hype of putting it all in single days like you just mentioned?
I think focusing on, I reckon the biggest thing that comes out of it is that the Cup gets lost on the Thursday. You know, like it's a bit of a non-event, especially being ran after the Grand Annual, boys. I just reckon, you know, like the hype and everyone's so up and about and that's probably, to be honest, that's what they're there for on the Thursday, to get up on the hill to watch that Grand Annual. And I just reckon the Cup gets lost. So you bring it back to a Wednesday, you're going to be racing on a better surface too, boys. I reckon it's not going to have, you know, 2 days of traffic on it. You know, you might attract better quality of horse. And I just think it'll really give it the focus that probably the Warrnambool Cup deserves too.
So what's the feedback been from participants, especially around Warrnambool?
I tell you what, the old jumps boys, Jack, how that hooked into me last night.
Well, Shane Jackson, of course, superstar jumps jockey, now the foreman for Lindsay Smith. He's training a couple of jumpers now in his own right. He and I agree with Jacko here, Matty. I believe the Warrnambool Carnival's so special because it has got that ability and the uniqueness where you can have the superstar jumps jockeys and the superstar flats jockeys competing on the same day.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, you obviously got to have some flat races on the Thursday and that as well. And yeah, you put in a nice little $100,000, $150,000 race, but maybe for 2-year-olds or 3-year-olds, whatever it might be, you definitely got to have the flat races on the Thursday. I'm not saying just a standalone jumps day on the Thursday. Couldn't work that way. But I think it just some tweaking in that certainly would help. And look, it's been good, to be honest. Like, you know, like the jumps people are passionate about their sport and their industry, and they don't want to change things. And I get that as well, you know. Like, and why change something that isn't broke? I just actually think this will actually enhance it and make it, you know, like, and you've got to remember too, boys, I reckon people that are here, they're here for the week regardless. You know, so they're not going to not go on the Wednesday just because there's no jumps or anything like. They're going to go because it's a 3-day carnival. It's a marathon. It's what the bull's all about. Getting there for the 3 days. Getting there for the week. Having a heap of fun and enjoying it. I reckon it's certainly got some merit. And it's certainly worth talking about. Interesting. And then look, Simon Wilder. He's one we spoke about this before it even came out. Just a similar kind of concept. And he's a massive jumps racing fan and a wonderful jumps racing trainer. And it's just good. It's good to put people's opinions out there and get people discussing it. And, it's certainly got a bit of banter and a bit of stuff happening last night, boys, that's for sure.
So what's your gut feel, Matty? I mean, it's been debated and it will for a few weeks, but when do you have to make a call or when would they? And do you think they'll do it?
You know what? I've actually got no idea. I only saw the article come out on Friday last week. And Dennis Napthine, of course, who's been a great supporter of racing and jumps racing in particular, was obviously commenting on the article and on the release from Racing Victoria. So I'm not too sure what the process is from here, boys. But as I say, it's a healthy discussion and certainly a really positive one, either way you look at it, for racing and especially jumps racing. And can I add that I reckon this year has just been phenomenal. For jumps racing, just the competitiveness, of every race has just been unbelievable, and they've done such a great job. The AJRA, they should be so proud and excited about, just the space that jumps racing is in at the moment. I think it's just phenomenal. So I'm not taking away from any of that at the moment. I just like the idea of whacking the cup back on the Wednesday, giving it a bit more of a spotlight with the gum. With the Wongoom, of course, and then the Gallywood moves to the Thursday, and I just think it's a win for all.
Totally agree with you, with the jumps racing, Matty. And if you're a fan of it, and Dr. Des Napfine's a fan of it, it's a lock, Scotty. They run the game anyway.
Oh, it's done.
Yeah, it's done. The Cup's on a Wednesday, and the Gallywood's on a Thursday. And it's because Matty said...
I got it out, you blokes.
Well, enjoy the Gold Coast. Do you have a winner for us, Matty? Any whispers?
You know what? I have not even had a look, boys. Okay. I have not even looked at the form guide since I've been up here. So I apologise, but it's nice up here. It's not too warm. It's about 21 degrees the last couple of days. It's been perfect. Plenty of people up here. There's plenty going on. I think a lot of Victorians have kind of headed up here for the school holidays because we haven't been able to do it for the last couple of years. So, beautiful part of the world, and I don't think I'll venture out to the races on Saturday, boys.
Well, you're a superstar, Matty. Thanks for the update, mate. Enjoy your holiday, and looking forward to watching you once again on racing.com.
Good on you, boys.